Hernando de Soto was a conquistador whose search for gold and fame brought him to the Americas and ultimately to Tallahassee, where he and between 400 to 700 of his men stayed near Lafayette Street behind a local night spot, the Moon. A state marker stands at the place believed to be the site where the first Christmas might have been celebrated. But according to Lonnie Mann with the community archaeology group PAST, De Soto's camp may have stretched much farther south.
So we know that his footprint was a lot larger than what is currently known. And since this site was so close to the existing De Soto site, we thought, you know, there was a possibility that there could be more De Soto material in that location.
Before property developers raised it, the South Magnolia site was heavily wooded and largely untouched. Mann says as part of the permitting process, the city required the developers to do an archaeological study in February, but that exploration turned up nothing. The organization wanted to do a bigger exploration, but officials denied the request. Mann says he's disappointed, but there's another spot further up Magnolia Street the organization is looking to explore.
Well, there's an area on South Magnolia where property owner has agreed to allow us access to do some excavations this fall and winter, but not nearly as close to the current De Soto site as the other property, however.
Mann says he's sad to see the lost opportunity as development continues on South Magnolia, but he hopes more artifacts from De Soto's time in Tallahassee are still out there waiting to be uncovered. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.